With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The business of America is small business, and I welcome Gene Marks. He is a small business columnist for The Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition, as well as our hometown newspaper, The Philadelphia Inquiry. And there is congratulations due to Sherelle Parker, the newly elected mayor of our hometown, Philadelphia. Gene, a very good evening to you. You had a successful election in Philadelphia. Would you characterize this a positive step? Good evening to you.
Hi, John. Yeah, it is a positive step. It'll be interesting to see how our new mayor. First of all, she's not officially mayor. She won the Democratic primary in a city with that has 80% registered Democrats. So it's a pretty much for sure thing that she's going to win the general election in November. But she is a moderate black former councilwoman, single mother, former state representative. She's a lifelong Philadelphian, and she's tough on crime. And I know that our discussion is about small business. But, John, you know, in session after session, when the mayoral candidates, you know, polled and talked to small business owners around Philadelphia, like many other big cities, the number one issue they had is crime, because when people don't feel safe, they don't come into the city to shop and eat. So she has her strategies for dealing with crime, and some of them are going to be tough. And I think coming from home, coming from her, as again, as a single black woman, a single mother, you know, I think it's going to resonate very, very well. And I think she's the right person for the job right now. We will see.
We turn to the search for the recession in Philadelphia, in Pennsylvania, across this land. We can't find it. Gene has provided me some statistics that are hard to spin as negative. Industrial production up, capacity utilization up, monthly basis retail sales up. Gene, in looking for the recession, are we looking in the wrong place?
Well, when you say the wrong place, it really depends on where you're looking for this recession. But you have to look pretty long and hard to find signs of one, John. I mean, it is when you mention retail sales, the consumers in this country still keep spending, and this is all it's all about the consumer, any economy. Manufacturers are manufacturing. Even the latest models of GDP are anywhere from 2.6% in this quarter to 2.9%, is according to the Federal Reserve Bank in Atlanta. I mean, that's not a recession. You know, that's not so bad. And that is for this quarter. Remember, recession is two quarters of negative GDP. This would be a positive GDP of again close to 3%. So overall, we are looking for, we're seeing all those good signs. But like you and I have discussed before, it does depend on who you talk to. There are some industries that are still, struggling, and real estate is one of them. When you raise interest rates, like interest rates have been raised, it really puts people off from getting mortgages. There was a really great study that just came out this week that showed, the home buyers around the country where it made more sense to rent versus buying a home. And it made of something like 30 cities that were featured, it was only like four cities where it actually made sense to buy a home, as opposed to, because of house prices and interest rates, all the other cities, it made more sense to rent around the country. Because again, if you're going to pay a higher mortgage and, still higher, real estate costs, that holds people back. I only say this because again, although home building still continues on and has had, good growth, you know, when the real estate industry suffers, that really does impact many small businesses, you know, realtors and all the different service firms that support it, as well as home improvement people that need stuff done when they buy a, when they buy a house. You know, Home Depot reported, you know, is forecasting slower sales growth over the remainder of this year. That's a very concerning sign for that industry and all the small businesses that are dependent on it. So the recession is, it just depends on the industry that you're talking about right now. But for the most part, though, the country overall is still chugging along.
Yes. Let's look at the report where CEOs are bullish, especially because the Inflation Reduction Act, the CHIPS Act are all coming. Yeah. Money to invest in high tech and transformation of the economy. So it's not that we're cynical men looking for the recession. We believe there is a slowdown, but that's different from a negative quarters. Gene, you mentioned home sales. I respond. It's down 23, more than 23% year over year. But that's what the Federal Reserve wanted to achieve by raising interest rates, because housing, real estate was seen as the bubble that everybody was chasing. And now the bubble has popped.
You're 100% right. I mean, it's tough medicine to swallow, but the fact of the matter is that the Fed rose interest rates to go after, you know, the big, and housing and food and energy are the three biggies. They've been successful in so far in achieving it with housing. They can't really control energy because that's a commodity, but at the same time, luckily enough, energy prices have been fairly stable, you know, thanks to what's going on in Ukraine, and overall worldwide demand is down. So that's keeping levels at a, you know, supply at a stable level. So that's helped with price, although they're significantly up from what they were a couple of years ago. They've, you know, energy prices have stabilized. Grocery prices and food still continue to be a headache to keep in control. A lot of it's supply chain related, and it also depends on different factors like weather and regions. But for the most part, you're right. The Fed is, you know, they raise interest rates. They know that that's going to have a big impact on the housing industry. It did have an impact on the housing industry. And that's what we're seeing right now.
We've been positive, so it's time to what can go wrong and why. You have remarks about the present contest in Washington about the debt ceiling, and you recommend a plan B for small businesses. What does it look like?
So I, and by the way, just, I forgot if I, I was on CNN actually on Monday and had a really nice segment about this looming default, you know, that is, you know, potentially coming, in the, you know, in the federal debt ceiling. And what happens is that if we get to the stage where, you know, the government, you know, would be unable to pay interest or even repayments on its debt, Treasury Secretary Yellen's going to have to do a lot of singing and dancing, and she's going to have to start withholding payments in other areas that the government pays in order to meet those obligations, because it's really the number one priority. And in that situation, we are going to be in a problem for many small businesses, because they're going to see payments to themselves, particularly if they're federal contractors or if they work for federal contractors. They're going to see payments stop for a period of time. If they work, you know, and rely on businesses, you know, employees going to federal buildings or complexes, they're like 350,000 government-owned buildings around the country. Those businesses will certainly be affected. And then there's this roll-on effect. If it continues on, you have a lot of small businesses that rely on services from the government, passports, regulatory approvals, loan approvals from the Small Business Administration, questions answered from the IRS. All these things, you know, get delayed. They stop. They get delayed because, you know, those services aren't functioning in order for us to meet our obligations, and while we're waiting for our politicians to come to some kind of an agreement. So this is a looming thing. Most of the businesses I talk to, John, aren't freaking out about it. I'm telling you, we all kind of know that at some point it's got to come to a compromise. We all know that. So, but I do tell my clients, number one, if you think you are exposed to this because you're one of those businesses I spoke to, you really should prepare. I mean, you want to make sure that you've got cash in the bank, you've got available financing or lines of credit or funds if there's a interruption in your cash flow because of this nonsense. So you should be doing that. I think the other takeaway is I do have a handful of clients that are government contractors, or they service, you know, one or two government contractors. And I just think it's a lesson for a lot of businesses. I have the issue with my business. You can't focus or concentrate on any one industry or have just one or two big customers. You really got to try and diversify, because if you don't, and that one or two customers gets into trouble, like in this case with the government, It could, you know, it could really be a disruption for your business. It could put you out of business. So those are the two big takeaways.
All right. I found what can go wrong and why. But right now, Gene, I just want to mention there is a sense that we've come through a bad patch and that we're ready for recovery. I don't know whether the word recession is applicable to this. I see the same thing in Europe and some parts of Asia. So your small business contacts during this this week, are people more positive than they were, say, a month ago, or is there no change?
Well, I'm not asking them that question specifically, but I'll just give you an example. You and I are having this conversation. Today is Friday, okay? During this week, I was out at 7 clients, you know, during the course of the week, face to face with clients and asking them those, you know, those questions about how their business is going. And I get the same answer. It's going fine. You know, we're going okay. I even, you know, one client I was out to yesterday is a government contractor. They do design work, for big, you know, machines that they sell to, a large government contractor. And I asked them, like, are you concerned about the government shutting down and, you know, there being a problem, you getting paid? And they're like, nah, it's really not. We're, these projects are going to be funded. And if there's a bit of an interruption, we can handle it. So, you know, I'm not sensing that concern. Am I sensing more optimism going forward in the future? Either more nor less, but at the same time, my clients are telling me, and these are across all industries, that they're doing okay. You know, they're, you know, small businesses right now in 2023 are doing fine. And despite what different sides of the aisle might want to tell you, I am telling you from the clients that I work with, they're doing, you know, they're mostly doing fine.
Gene Marks is a small business columnist for The Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition, as well as our hometown newspaper, The Philadelphia Inquirer. He writes for other distinguished publications, and you can find his podcasts at his medium.com site. We're going to turn to two large stories that will dominate these next years. One is Gen Z, and the other is work from home. There is a dispute, and we'll settle it when we come back. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.